Please，在路加福音二章十四节说，在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom His favor rests."
我们上次讲到生命中的季节。
Last time we talked about the different seasons in life.
今天我们要提到，在这一个月份里面，是一个充满爱与平安、欢欣的月份。
This month is a month of love and peace and joy.
因为耶稣基督为爱而降生。
Because Jesus was born for you and me because of his love.
我们在这个时候，我们要同心来感谢、颂赞我们的神，将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
At this moment, we need to come before him to praise him for the fact that he gave his only begotten son.
我们先一起同声来赞美我们的上帝，我们的救主耶稣基督。哈利路亚，荣耀的父，神赞美。我们同声开口祷告。
Let's now praise our God together.
哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚。耶稣基督降生是为了让我们得着永远的生命。
Jesus came so we can have eternal life.
我们在这个月份要特别来纪念一些还没有信耶稣的人。
So in this month we'll remember those who are not believers yet.
愿他们也得到耶稣基督爱的福音。
We wish they will also receive the gospel of the love of Christ.
为你所知道而还没有信耶稣的人，我们在这时候也为他们来祷告。
Now pray for those who know that are non-believers yet.
我们在这时候也纪念，在这个月份是宣教的月份。
Also, this month is the month of mission.
我们在这时候要为以色列人能够来信耶稣、能够信主祷告。
We also pray for the Israelites that they will be able to come to know the Lord and trust in Him.
亲爱的父神，我们向你献上感谢和赞美。
Our Lord, Father in heaven, we come and give you praises.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子为我们诞生，并且死在十字架上。
We thank you for giving us your Son to die for us on the cross.
谢谢你赐给我们永远的生命。
So that we can receive eternal life.
我们也恳求上帝，你赐福以色列人。
We also ask your blessing upon the Israelites.
因为他是耶稣弥赛亚肉身的祖先。
Because they're the descendants and they're the ancestors of Christ Messiah.
救恩是从以色列人而出。
Salvation comes out of Israel.
我们在这时候为他们能够来信耶稣基督是弥赛亚来祷告。
So now we pray for them that they may come to know Messiah.
恳求神揭去他们的帕子。
Remove the veil on their head, on their face.
使他们能够转向耶稣基督。
So they might turn to Jesus Christ.
愿救恩快快地临到以色列人当中。
So salvation will also come upon the Israel.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
今天我们要讲的是耶稣基督的弥赛亚谱系里面的一位女祖先。
Today we shall talk about the female ancestor of Christ Messiah.
这个妇女是一个很特别的人物。
This lady was a very unique person.
因为她在历史上，她是一个外邦的，也是摩押人。
Because she was a Gentile and Moabite.
她是非常贫穷的。
Was a very poor lady.
是人家看不起的。
Someone people looked down upon.
因为她的祖先是乱伦，就是他们的祖先是，的出身是很不名义的。
Because the ancestor was a result of a incest.
这样只可以说是穷人中的穷人，弱势中的弱势，竟然能够在马太福音第一章第五节，我们看到弥赛亚的家谱里面有他的名字出现。
Even though she was the poor of the poor, or the minority of the minorities, yet her name appeared in the genealogy according to Matthew chapter 1, verse 5.
我们看见生命的确是因着神的旨意，还有人的头，能够相信，能够来归信，而且来跟随我们的神。人的自由意志能够在其中交错，来影响整个生命的依归和终结。
So life is the intricate interplay of God's will and man's freedom of choice. To affect the life process and to affect its destiny.
上帝给我们最好的礼物是什么吗？ 除了耶稣基督的救恩之外，
What is the best gift God's given us besides Jesus Christ?
就是我们给我们自由意志。
That is that we have the free choice.
也就是让我们能够自由来选择相信和爱他。
In other words, we have the freedom to choose to believe him and love him.
选择能够来相信，而且是归信他。
We have the freedom to choose that we believe him or not.
建立爱的生命的关系。
To establish a loving relationship with him.
我们来看路德记，就像四幕的话剧一样，就是好像一出话剧，刚好有四幕，就是四章。
The four chapters in the book of Ruth is like four plays.
我们如果用上帝以上帝为中心来，作为主角，我们来看见有这四个：上帝的拣选、上帝的眷顾、上帝的救赎、上帝的赐福。If
we can read it from the perspective of God's love being the main theme, then we'll see there were these four chapters can be outlined as. That God's choice in love, God's care in love, God's redemption in love, and God's blessing in love.
我们看到上帝的拣选，他不是看人的外表，他是看人的内心。
God does not choose people because of the outward experience, but the inner.
但是很重要，人要作为做选择。
God chooses us because of the inner quality, but man must make their choice to respond.
怎么样使得生命能够成为一个圆满呢?
How do we make our life whole?
我相信每个人都很想有一个圆满的人生，对不对?
We all want to make a full, to live a full life, don't we?
神用永远的爱来吸引我们。
God draw us to him with the eternal, everlasting life.
但是有一个非常关键的,
but there was a key point.
我们必须来相信和选择神。
We must believe him and choose to follow him.
我们看到路德, 他做了一个很重要而且很尊贵的选择, 就是投靠在真神的翅膀下。
We see Ruth had made a very noble commitment that is She took refuge under the wings of God.
很多时候我们就说我信主了，我拿到天堂的门票了。Frequently
say, well, I believe in Christ, and I have received the entrance permit to the kingdom of heaven.
这个都我没有事先告诉他的，所以他真的要非常有智慧灵机的反应哦。
My computer broke down, so I have nothing to go over.
所以我们其实基督徒相信耶稣之后，不是只等着上天堂。
So after we became a Christian, we do not just wait to enter heaven.
上帝给我们的恩典不是廉价的恩典。
God does not give a cheap grace.
是重价的恩典。
But a rather, priceless grace.
我们的基督徒生命要学习能够用爱来回应，来付出。
Christians must respond in love and with life and love.
而且我们要来顺服神在我们身上的心意。
And be submissive to the will of God in our life.
就像今天的路德一样，他有。当他相信神，而且付出，而且顺服的时候，神必使他得着尊贵的赏赐。
Just like Ruth, when she responds, with a choice, God will reward her, with His blessing.
今天我要用十字架的形状来跟大家分享路德的生命路径是怎么样的，显明出恩典和尊贵。
So today we shall describe the life journey of Ruth with a symbol of cross.
我们来看见路德，他与神是建立一个爱的生命的关系，这是最重要的。
Foremost, Ruth established a lifelong relationship with God. That's the most important.
我们常说，如果我们跟神建立好的关系，一切关系都对了。
We frequently say when our relationship with God is correct, every other relationship will be affected in a positive way.
他懂得用坚贞的爱来陪伴跟照顾他的婆婆。
Ruth knows to have, she knew to maintain a steadfast love to take care of her mother-in-law.
他不是单顾自己，而是能够去在同样他自己的伤痛里面去陪伴同样遭遇伤痛失落的婆婆。
She did not just dwell in her own grief and agony, but she was able to extend her love to the grieving mother-in-law as well.
而且他照着律法选择了波阿斯，也就是珍惜神所赐的婚姻。
In addition, she, according to the Jewish law,chose Boaz as her husband.
她虽然是弱势，虽然是穷人。
Although she was the minority and marginalized,
但是她没有被环境所击倒。
But she did not give in to the adversity.
她珍惜爱自己。
She cherished all she had.
她非常努力的工作。
And worked diligently,
而且很主动去征求婚姻。
And took initiative to fight for this marriage.
我们看到神何等的恩待那一些愿意投靠他的人。
We see how God loves to, how God favors those who take refuge in Him.
路德发出了一个信心的宣告。
Ruth made a proclamation by faith.
你的神就是我的神。
That is, your God is my God.
神在这一卷书里面总共用了两个，一个是 God, Elohim 这一个字。
There are two words that describe God in this passage. The first one is the word Elohim.
Elohim 是希伯来文。
It's a Hebrew word.
指的是什么呢？就是在创世纪的时候是。起初神创造天地。
That is the same word used in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
也就是神是那一位大人的神。
Is God Elohim? God is the God of Almighty.
在他没有难成的事，什么事他都会做。
There is nothing impossible with him. He can do everything.
而且你知道多奇妙吗？在马太福音第一章里面
，Also in Matthew chapter 1，
提到耶稣 就是那位要与我们同在的神。
To mention Christ, the Emmanuel.
这位太初就有的道。
The word that was in the beginning.
竟然道成肉身来与我们同在，以马内利的神。
The word became man, the Emmanuel, and came to be with us.
然后在一章十七节，他用亚伟这个字来表明耶和华跟以色列立约的一个关系。
The second word of God is found in 1:17, the word Yahweh, which is the covenant God of Israel.
当神跟人立约的时候，神是不会反悔的。
When God established a covenant with man, He will not reverse it.
所以你知道为什么诗篇里面有很多亚伟亚伟，有没有耶和华什么耶和华什么？
So Yahweh was found in multiple times in Psalm.
因为它代表以色列是神的选民，是神所眷顾的。
Which signifies that Israel is the chosen people of God, and God will take care of them.
所以每次他们呼喊，他们是不能直接呼喊神，但是亚伟的时候，那个是一个音发出来的。所以他们呼喊亚伟的时候，就表示说，我相信这个神是爱我、眷顾我，而且一定是守约施慈爱的神。
So Israelites were not called God directly, so they used the four letters, the tetragrammaton Yahweh, the four letters to represent God, which we translate into Jehovah. They use that to show the relationship between God and them.
神的恩典是何等的奇异！
How wonderful God's grace is!
在路德记二章十二节。说愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。愿你，请注意哦，非常亲近的第二，愿你弟兄姐妹这一个字一样送给你，愿你满。弟兄姐妹，你不要满，你要不要满？我们都很喜欢有满。愿你满得他的赏赐。Okay, let me 上一章前一章。
In Ruth 2:12 says, "May the Lord repay you with what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge."
在路德记里面有一个核心的字眼，如果是希伯来文，是用黑喜这样子的一个发音。
In the book of Ruth, there is a central theme which was represented by the Hebrew word hesed.
就是意思说坚定之爱，或者是仁慈或者怜悯的意思。
Which translated into a steadfast love or kindness or mercy.
所以在这个名词在路德记里面第二章二十节说。
So this word,And it's translated in Ruth 2:20 and says,
愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人死人，就是指的波阿斯。
It says, the Lord bless him, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, he, Boaz, has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead.
其实在希伯来文恩跟待是不同的字。
So in the word ofIn the Hebrew word, mercy and loving kindness are two different words.
但是我们中文把它放在一起。
But in Chinese, we put those two words together.
我们看到这个神，他是一位何等用他的慈爱、怜悯、坚定的爱来爱我们、怜悯我们。
Now we see how God has used this everlasting love to, and steadfast love to love us.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有赛跑过
？Do you jog? Do you run a race?
很多人赛跑过吧
？Many people have run the race.、Right?
在赛跑的时候，是不是两边都有观众
？When you run a marathon, there are
像马拉松赛跑。
Well-wishers on the
both sides
of the street to cheer you on.
然后很多人会加油说加油加油，快到了快到了。
Many people cheer you on.
你知道吗？我们的上帝也是在我们人生的路径上，
God also in our life's journey.
而且带着很多天使。
And bring him a large host of angels.
他是在守候来跟我们加油加油，鼓舞我们。
To cheer us on.
我很喜欢这一句话。
I like.
这句话帮助我很多。
I like this quotation.
有时候在我很沮丧的时候，很软弱的时候。
Frequently when I'm downcast.
我们一起来读，你们看得到中文，那等一下请他读英文哈，没有英文了。我们一起来读，我们的上帝是过往年岁中点滴不绝的帮助，未来路径上夹道守候的鼓舞祝福，是我们连绵困境中的盾牌，永恒的归宿。
Oh, I tried to translate this quote from Isaac Watts. He's a theologian in that year. He said, "Our God is the everlasting help in our past years. He is the encouragement and blessing in our narrow life path in the future. He is the shield in our unceasing predicament. He is the destination, he's our eternal destiny, destination."
感谢神哦，他真的是非常聪明的人。好，我们来看见路德，他最重要是他选择了来投靠真神，以致他整个生命都改变了。
Ruth have a life-changing experience because of her commitment to the Lord.
她自己是一个有伤痛的人。
She has her own grief.
生命中有了缺口。
She had a open gap in her life.
但是他没有陷在他自己的失落、伤痛跟沮丧里面。
But she did not stay dwell in her pain and agony.
他反而陪伴同样遭遇伤痛，而且墓中可能没有他的婆婆。
But she's willing to keep be the companion for her mother-in-law, who's also in grieving.It may not have her in mind at all.
还记得我们上一次讲生命中的季节，他们从这个摩押回到伯利恒的时候。
If you remember last time when we talk about seasons of life, when both ladies return from Moab to Bethlehem.
明明旁边站着一个爱他、定义跟随他的路德，竟然婆婆说：“我空空的回来。”
Naomi still said, complained to the people in Bethlehem, I came back empty-handed, even though she had Ruth with her.
路德是一位负伤的关怀者。
We can say that Ruth was a wounded care provider.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们以为说我们什么都有了，我们都要很棒很好的时候可以才可以去照顾人或陪伴人帮助人。
Frequently we may think that we must have everything, we are rich and have everything before we can start helping people.
但是我们看到路德，他的前面是茫然的，因为他回去会被人家耻，他可能会被人家取笑，因为他是摩押人。
See, here Ruth, maybe her future was quite unpredictable, and she may even be ridiculed by the Israelites because she was a Moabite.
即使他冒一个，他在爱里面有一个很大的冒险。
But in her love, she took the risk.
你们知道，有时候爱是要冒险的。
Frequently,
承不承认
？Frequently, we know that when we want to extend our love, we take a risk.
当你去关心人，想要做别人的朋友的时候
，When you want to care for someone, to be someone's friend.
当你要进入婚姻的时候
when you want enter into a marriage.
当你要生孩子、教养孩子的时候
，when you want to bear children，
需不需要冒险？承不承认
？Are there any risks to take？
因为你以后娶或者要嫁一个，也许一直在你面前都是很美好的人。
Maybe you want to marry someone who's perfect。
但是结婚了我才知道，哇，原来他有这个，他有这个毛病，他有那一个毛病。
But then after marriage, you'll find out all kinds of shortcomings of that person.
所以爱是需要来冒险，不是因为我们都是美好的人。
Love takes risks because we're imperfect.
路德在他自己的伤痛里面，也就是一个负伤的自关怀者，他却去用爱陪伴，去医治了。用爱医治了她婆婆。
Ruth used love to heal the wound of Naomi.
我们看到从她的经典《路德记》最重要、最经典的就是一章十六节到十七节。我先用中文，你还是可以一句句还。就是有七个同什么呢？同行、同路、同宿、同国、同神。同死同葬。
The key verse of Book Ruth is in verse 16. It says there are several together. Here we see to walk together, the same destination, to live the same place, have the same people, have the same God, to die together, and to be buried together.
弟兄姐妹，你们当中结婚的人，能不能保证这七点都做得到？我真的要跟你们说。
And those who are married here, can you promise your spouse these seven things?
这是非常严肃，而且是神圣的一个盟约的誓词。
This is a serious and noble oath for the wedding vow.
我们来看英文是最能够看到希伯来文的一个句型交错法。
So here again we see the unique literary genre of chiasmus in Hebrew language.
我曾经跟你们用这些句型告诉你们什么是最重要的，对不对？
Last time I used several examples to show youhow you analyze this paragraph to pick out the most important sentence.
就是中间 C 的地方 your people, 你的神你的名就是我的名你的神就是我的神。
The center of this chiasm is C. It says here, your people will be my people and your God my God.
这是一个关键点也是一个转捩点。
This is the key and turning point.
我们在读经的时候，我们要去抓到有时候一段经文当中最重要的一个关键点在哪里。
So when we read the scriptures, we must beware of the key verse or theme.
他说：“你的名就是我的名。”其实是在肯定拿厄米所相信的神。所治理的民。
When she said, "Your people will be my people," Naomi, Ruth was acknowledging Naomi's God and his her people.
我们看到十七节的后半是一个誓约的词，这对以色列最古时候，特别是以色列来讲。不能随便发誓的，所以当他用誓约的盟约的誓词的时候，是表示非常严肃的。
In verse 17 is an oath made by Ruth, that should not be done lightly.
他用谁来作为他这个誓约的对象？就是耶和华。
She was actually, making an oath to God, Jehovah.
他用什么？除非死能使我。使我与你相离。
She says, "Nothing but death will separate you, me from you."
我们看见路德他的爱是何等的坚贞。
So we see how loyal Ruth is to Naomi.
泰伦莎修女曾经说过，这个时代很多人死于饥饿。我们都知道，前段时间东非五六十万人，或者甚至将近快要100万人，这个遭受饥荒的痛苦。
Mother Teresa says, this is the age that many people die of hunger, and as we saw in East Africa, 500 to 600,000 people died of hunger.
还没有死，就是在饥荒的痛苦之中。
All right, they were still in famine. They're not dead yet.
Yes, good. 并不是因为他们缺乏面包或者食物，我不是说东非那一，我是说很多人，这个时代有很多人死于饥饿，并不是因为缺乏面包跟食物，乃是缺乏爱。
So Mother Teresa said, in this age, many people die of hunger, not because they lack food or bread, but love.
你们看过有没有很多有很多很有钱人扑通扑通掉下哪里去？很多有钱人。他拥有全世界的，可是呢，他怎么样？赔上自己的性命，他自杀了。
We see many rich people committed suicide. Why?
因为没有爱。
Because lack of love.
我们看到整个路德记，他没有一个爱字。没有看说，你没有看到这个路德说：“婆婆，我好爱你。”
However, in entire book of Ruth.Love was never mentioned once.
你也没有听到他普哈斯说啊，我好爱你，也没有听到，对不对
？Ruth never told Naomi that she loved her. Boaz never said that he loved Ruth.
但是我们看到婆媳之间的爱，看到那一种这个普哈斯对路德的欣赏，从他的话语里面，也看到那种普哈斯。如果我有机会再跟你们讲普阿斯，就会提到，就是普阿斯对仆人的照顾，这些充满形形色色的爱。
But in the entire book, we see the act of love overflowing.
在《夫妻之爱》这本书里面，这一对基督徒医生夫妇说，真诚的爱，它乃是以毫不虚伪造作的，有实际。具体的方法去疗伤跟祝福。
A book written by Edward Wheat, titled "Love Life of the Married Couple." It says, "True love is not established with anything in pretense, but in practical and specific way to heal and to bless."
有一本书是如果你很希望能够做别人的好朋友。
There's a book also written by Ted Engstrom and Robert Larson titled "Friendship is Everything."
如果你希望你的婚姻是美满的
，If you want your marriage to be successful，
这本书是有一些不错的建议。
Several recommendations came out of this book.
我们看到拿俄米一直劝他的媳妇回去，表明说他已经是一无所有，也没有办法再生儿子给他们。
Naomi urged Ruth to leave her and go back to her own homeland because there's nothing Naomi could offer her anymore.
也就是未来其实是看不到希望的。
And she was actually in despair.
但是路德怎么样呢
？But what was Ruth's response?
她反而定义要陪伴婆婆回去伯利恒。
She actually was determined to accompany Naomi return to Bethlehem.
我们看到她也真心的在关怀她的婆婆。
She showed Naomi her genuine care.
她知道她婆婆有情绪。
She knew that Naomi was emotional.
所以很多人喜欢把路德记拿来做婆媳之间的教导。
So many people like to use the book of Ruth as example to counsel in-law relationships.
所以我们看到, 就是真心的去关怀, 去爱对方。
So the genuine care and love is a key element in dealing with the in-law relations.
而且不是一下子而已哦, 是长久的, 你跟婆婆相处, 要不要长久? 但希望是, 真的是有一段这个岁月了。
But this is a long-lasting or drawn-out relationship, not just a moment of care.
而且我们看到, 拿二米他是一个非常, 人言上道, 而且是敢爱敢恨, 我们记得他怎么指责上帝的, 而且他是一个运筹帷幄的领袖人物。
So we see Naomi is a emphatic, articulate, she dared to say what's on her mind without reserve, and a leadership type person.
但是你看路德是一个怎样的, 是一个非常安静, 然后呢, 非常顺服, 而且非常劳苦的一个, 一个年轻的一个女性。
But Ruth, on the other hand, was more reserved, submissive, and hardworking, and not complaining type.
弟兄姐妹, 他们有没有彼此想要去改变对方? 你一定要这样做, 你一定要那样做, 有没有?
You see, they never once tried to change the other person.
他们怎么样? 他们为彼此的差异喝彩。
I think that they accepted their differences.
弟兄姐妹, 我们跟别人相处, 特别是跟你的配偶或者你的好朋友, 能不能抱着一个欣赏对方跟你不一样, 像一点?
See, in relationships, we must be able to have this ability to appreciate the differences among the different people.
如果跟你太像了, 那有什么好玩的?
If the person is identical to you, what's the use of making friends?
你这一生不是一直在像挖宝藏, 这个挖宝一样, 不是有常常惊喜可以出现吗?
Don't you wish your life is like treasure hunting? You find treasure all the time?
所以我们也在这个过程里面要学习能够心同此理, 能够去倾听对方。
So in the process, we should learn to have empathy, to stand in other people's shoes, to learn to how to appreciate them.
莎士比亚曾经说过, 将你的耳朵借给一个人。 他不是说把你的声音哦, 你们知道我在说什么, 将你的耳朵借给人。
Shakespeare says, loan your ear to the other.
而不是你的声音。
Not your voice.
所以我们也看到, 路德很肯定说, 你的神就是我的神, 你的国就是我的, 你的名就是我的名, 他用造就的话来鼓励, 来肯定婆婆所相信的。
Number five, Ruth also said to Naomi, your people are my people, your God is my God, to encourage with edifying words, to encourage maturity.
这就是一定是 拿二米他的品格, 他对媳妇的爱显明出, 他所信的神一定是一位慈爱或者是一位很好的神。
We can imagine that Naomi must have reflected in her life the God she believed in was a merciful God.
弟兄姐妹, 人看不到上帝。
Man cannot see, God is invisible.
神可不可以看, 人可不可以看到你?
But how can people see you?
所以我们看见路德舍不得定义跟随拿尔米, 就是因为肯定他生命的美好。
Ruth determined to follow Naomi must be because she saw the good qualities in Naomi's life as reflected. She must have seen the God and the people of Naomi as reflected in Naomi's behavior.
我们看见 路德也珍惜神所赐的福音，他没有跟从少年人，在路德记3章10节，因为他是按着买赎条例，寡妇跟亡夫兄弟的婚姻这样子的一个条例来结婚来选择了波阿斯。
Number three, we see that Ruth also cherished the marriage granted by God. She followed the Jewish law, rules of redemption of the widow and from the deceased brothers.
Sorry.
Therefore, she chose to follow Boaz.
在《申命记》25章5到10节有讲到这样子的一个条例，律法上的一个条例。
In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10, it records the redemption rule.
严格说起来，波阿斯并不是这个并不是说是拿俄米或者是那个路德先生的兄弟。
See, the brother must redeem the wife of the deceased brother, but
他是他们的亲戚，嘿。
Boaz was not a brother of Ruth's husband, but a close relative.
所以是一个更广泛的一个买赎条例。
So, in a strict sense, the situation doesn't apply here, but it's an extrapolation of that rule in this situation.
我们可以不可以看到路德他对神的敬畏？
Here we see how Reverend Ruth was to the Jewish God.
而且听从她婆婆的吩咐，
And also follow Naomi's advice.
所以神赐福了她的婚姻。
Therefore, God granted Ruth blessed Ruth's marriage.
在创世纪第2章22节到25节的地方。
In Genesis 22 records.
我念给大家听，《创世纪》第2章22节到25节。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。”当时夫妻二人赤身裸体，并不羞耻。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 22 records the first institute of marriage. It says, The Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and he be reunited with his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
我们知道，一般世俗的婚姻讲到身心合一就很不错了，身体跟情感合一。
Ordinarily, if a married couple can be united in their mind and body, that will be wonderful.
但是意志上合一怎么合呢？你知道，人的意志其实是非常的一个很难攻破的。
But how can the will of two different people be united?
所以，当面临冲突的时候，你们怎么样用建设性的方法去化解冲突？
So, when you face conflicts, how can you use constructive ways to resolve that?
有时候彼此受伤害对方的时候，要怎么办呢？
Especially when you already hurt each other, what else can you do then?
这就是需要在意志上伤害别人的人要先 say sorry。
That is, volitionally, in the person who is doing the hurting must reconcile first, say he's sorry or her she is sorry.
然后受伤害的人要愿意饶恕。
And the one who was wounded must be willing to forgive.
但属灵上的合一，也就是夫妻能够在属灵上同心同行同步成长。
One more step, how can be united in spiritually?
这次芝加哥基督徒大会，大家都知道是在12月底。
At the end of December, it was a Christians meeting in Maryville.
就是其实为整个家庭，特别是夫妻，在包括我们在职场上所面临的，还有在家庭中，能够在属灵上同步成长。
The central theme of this meeting is to deal the conflicts at work or in the family.
什么叫目标合一？也就是，当我们共同爱主，那一定有生命的共同目标要一起去迈进的。
So, number five, how can you be united in a life goal? That is, to determine that you both will love God and have for the same direction.
我们看到路德。他不是单单只有就是这样每天过日子，她是一个非常勇敢、很有勇气的女性。
Ruth is a woman of courage.
她没有屈服逆境，她选择勇敢的经营自己的人生。
She did not give in to her adversities, but choose to manage her life with courage.
在当时的女性，其实是要透过婚姻、透过家庭才能够生存。
The female gender in those days had to survive through marriage and family.
但是我们看到路德，她没有屈服逆境，因为她选择了上帝。
But Ruth did not give in to her predicament, but because she chose God.
对我来说，我选择了上帝，也改变了我的生命。
To me, I chose God, and that changed my life.
小时候，我是跟父母亲一起在路边卖水果的人。
When I was young, I had a sell fruits at the side of the street with my parents.
我父母亲生了7个小孩。
I have six brothers and sisters.
Six, seven.
I have six brothers and sisters, including me, seven.
Yes, seven. 谢谢。sorry. 所以我父母亲是白手起家。
My parents started with nothing.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？
Do you know?
如今的我也完成了教牧博士的学位。
I finished a PhD degree in Christian education, right?
最宝贵是神选择我成为他的仆人。
It's because God chose me to be His servant.
在台湾有一个我们叫做这个总统的牧师叫周年华牧师。
In Taiwan, there's a presidential pastor, Pastor Zhou.
他曾经说过，他说：“你拿世界上任何的身份、财富、名声来跟我换神仆人这个职分，我都不愿跟你们换。”
He once said, if you want me to exchange my pastorship with anything in the world, status, wealth, anything, I will not do it.
弟兄姐妹，选择上帝真的会成我们生命最大、最大的圆满跟祝福。
Choosing God will make your life whole.
我们看到路德，他亲手做工，因为他回去就开始拾穗。
I got it.
You
You
got,
see
you
that
know.
Ruth will work with her own hands because she returned to glean wheat with her hand, not 10 years old.
我们看到，他也是一个顺服父母跟主动谋求自己幸福的人。
She's also a person who submissive to the parents.
我们知道这个说完大麦小麦只有3个月。
You see, after they finished harvest, that only lasts 3 months.
3个月之后，两个寡妇吃什么呢？
What would the two widows eat after that 3 months?
但是我们看见上帝 的手是无处不在的。
We see God's hands everywhere.
所以呢，他亲手到麦田里面去拾取麦穗。
So, Ruth went into the field to glean.
我们知道，在创世纪第一章二十七、二十八节提到说。
In Genesis 1:27-28 says.
在二十七、二十八节讲到说，从那个二十六节开始，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面。治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
In essence, God says, after created Adam and Eve, they want them to subdue the earth and rule over it.
所以我们看见，工作是一个神圣的呼召。
So work is a noble calling.
今天我们有时候觉得工作好累好辛苦。
Frequently today we feel work is hard.
但是我们要知道，其实工作是有神的恩典在里面。
But we must recognize God's blessings also in our work.
只是因为亚当犯罪了，神咒诅那个土地会有荆棘蒺藜。
But only because Adam sinned, therefore God cursed the earth to grow thorns.
但是神给我们的管理跟治理的责任是没有抹灭掉的。
But God never removed the responsibility for man to rule over the earth.
在哥罗西书的三章二十三节说，无论做什么都要从心里做。像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
In Colossians 3 says, no matter what you do, do from your heart, it's like doing to the Lord, not to man.
也就是像马丁路德讲的，相信基督在你现在本就应该做的任何工作上，要尽心尽力。
It's like what Martin Luther says, believe in Christ and do your best in your line of work, no matter what it is.
直到有一天，耶稣说什么呢？你这又忠心又良善的仆人，进来享受你主人的快乐。
Until one day, like what it says in Matthew 25:21, you work and work until one day you come and enjoy with the master.
这次基督徒大会，职场的部分很多。
In this time, the Christians meeting at the end of December.Will focus on to witness in the workplace.
我们邀请了这个职场神学大师 Paul Stevens 来到我们当中，有很多堂的这个讲道。
We've invited Paul Stevens, who's well known in this area, to preach to us.
他出了将近二十本的书。
He had written about 20 books on how to witness a workplace.
我们看见神因着路德和波阿斯向以利米勒和拿尔米这个属神的家庭进赎业至亲的美事，而赐福了整个从个人到家庭。然后呢，甚至整个以色列国。以至于到今天坐在下面的你跟我站在这里的我一样都同得整个祝福，也就是因为路德选择了上帝，选择了归信以色列的神，也就是耶和华。
Because Ruth's faith in God, God blessed Ruth and Boaz to redeem the family of Naomi andElimelech through their marriage, and as a consequence, it blessed the entire family and whole nation of Israel, even today affecting you and me.
今天我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，
When we celebrate Christmas today，
我们要知道有一些救恩历史上的人物。
We should know a few names in the history of salvation。
一个在古代可能被人家瞧不起的穷人、弱势者。
A minority looked upon upon person who had nothing。
但是却在耶稣基督的弥赛亚的家谱里面出现了。
This person called Ruth appeared in the family tree of Jesus Christ。
你知道家谱很少在写女性的名字，对不对
？You know that
还有印象吧？在马太福音。
You know that female names seldomly appeared in the genealogy of the Jews。
真是要鼓励弟兄姐妹好好思想，我们相信神之后，我们怎么样继续委身在跟随耶稣的生命里面。
By this, I want to encourage you to focus on how to make your commitment to Christ.
我们预备心来领受主的圣餐。
So we shall prepare our hearts to observe the communion.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们向你献上感谢和赞美。
God, we give you thanks and praises.
谢谢你在圣诞季爱的季节里面。
Thank you in this Christmas season.
我们可以从路德的生命路径的选择。
We learn from Ruth's life and her choice.
看到人愿意相信神。投靠神必有极大的祝福跟恩典。
To see how blessed a person who take refuge in you.
也预备我们的心能够来省思，能够来领受主的圣餐。
Now we ask you help us to prepare our hearts, examine ourselves before we observe the Holy Communion.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起打开马太哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.Verses 23-29.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。弟兄姐妹，我们请执事过来。